This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Off goes to Cook, through a hole, lowers the shoulder, and fights his way into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game. The Cook man, holy cow. It's a pitch play to Cook, dives, reaches for the end zone, and he's got it. He is in for the touchdown. What an amazing effort by Cook, who is back in the kitchen.
He'll be cooking up more dishes. Entrees.
I did like Catherine Fitzgerald's suite from the Buffalo News. Let James banquet.
All right.
It's pretty good.
I like it. Getting your reaction Strong. To the James Cook contract extension. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, who we talked to on Wednesdays. He'll join us in about 5 minutes. Just kind of want to reset here. So Cook gets his deal done. I immediately got an email from a listener who said all that drama, and they did it. He was disappointed. And I would want to push back and say the drama wasn't real. They were talking. It was hard negotiations. It was business. What was the drama? The drama was he missed a week of practice at camp. A lot of guys have missed a week of practice at camp for different reasons, injuries, whatever. He held in. He came. He could have held out, and they would have fined him, and they would have waived it. Maybe Bean last night on Hard Knocks was an indicator, because when Bean's talking about the hold-in, he sounds like, oh, this is actually better. This is fine. He's around. We're seeing him. I love Jimbo. Talked about you want to draft and develop. He's in meetings. He's in walkthroughs. He dressed for the game. Now that this is the final piece to the book, go back and watch it again. Go back and read the book again. It's, oh, Cook came to minicamp, came to training camp, sat for a little while. Diana Rossini did say she thought he was sitting out to get it across the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yesterday, McDermott says things have changed. He practices. One day later, he's signed.
But things had changed since he had been holding in, which would imply that he held in. Bean came on with us and seemed disappointed by it. They were caught off guard. Then he warms up, and McDermott says things had changed. Mm-hmm. So probably in the last 4 or 5 days, something after the hold in. So did the hold in change something from him? Did the hold in change the team stance? But I think it's very clear that something changed after the hold-in began. Because McDermott basically said as much yesterday.
Yeah. Now, that could just be that he brings his number down. It could be they go up. It would kind of be.
I really wonder if the extra year is what changed here. I wonder if, hey, we're not giving you. Maybe he wanted $30 million guaranteed over three years. And they said, why don't we attach this fourth year? That'll bring you up a little bit more and everything. It'll bring everything up a little bit more. It'll give you more security. Because maybe instead of it like being a two-year deal, you know what happens? It's a three-year deal. It's announced, but it's really like a two-year deal.
Right.
I wonder what we get. Maybe this is a four-year deal. It's really like a three-year deal.
We'll have to see. But he got paid. And that's really what
he got paid. He got one more year than Kyren Williams. He got $1 million per year. He got $7 million more guaranteed.
That's the big number.
The $7 million
more guaranteed. And the other thing to think about here, Joe, is it's value, but the value is not in a vacuum. I thought you made a great point talking about Kyren Williams. Kyren Williams would not be worth $11 million to the Bills.
No.
I don't need $11 million on a running back that plays all the time just to pass block. and is a modest runner. I think Kyron Williams is an okay runner of the football, but not great. Cook is much better at that. So what do the Bills want? They want to pay for an explosive back. He's not perfect. Great. Neither is Kyron Williams. Neither are lots of players. There are a lot of imperfect players out there that you end up paying. So, you know, I don't think it's a bargain. I think that the general belief will be that Cook won here. And I'm getting a lot of pushback on that. I want to just kind of clarify here. The number one response to, I tweeted out, that I think Cook won is, why can't both win? I was like, I didn't say the Bills lost. But I think the general belief is he held in. He got $7 million more than Kyron Williams. He got 30 guaranteed. He got his extension. There were people calling this station as recently as Monday to get him out of town. And the entire time, the Bills wanted it done. They wanted him here. They identify him as a piece of the core, the same way that Shakir and Benford and Rousseau and Bernard, right? They went to the offseason with five guys they could have signed. He just took the longest, and he got a lot of guaranteed money, and he's a top six paid running back in the NFL now.
Yeah.
How do you see it as he didn't do well here? I think he did very well for himself. So I'm not telling you he won and the Bills lost, but he definitely won. Because what do you do if you want 12 and a half or 12? You say you want 15? I mean, we thought during this process that maybe they wouldn't pay at all, or next year they'd...
That's what I thought.
Right, and they paid. They paid.
I wonder if Josh wouldn't let that happen. You know? Is that possible? If they went into the process thinking there's no, we do not want to pay him under any circumstance, and Allen says, we're paying him, or I want him here, does that change it?
I don't know. That's
it would.
It's possible.
I think it definitely would. If you're, I'm not saying that happened, but that's part of what Allen talked that way, right? Like, it will get done. It will get done. Is if the quarterback wants him around, then he's going to be around.
803-0550. Joe Marino in one moment. Jake on Grand Island. Hey, Jake, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. I was calling in about the Cook extension, and first I wanted to say I'm glad that Cook got paid. I think he deserves the money. And then second I wanted to say, too, is if we didn't sign Cook and we were with, you know, no disrespect to Ray Davis or Ty Johnson or any other guys, I could already foresee exactly what would be happening in January, February. We're up against the Chiefs, the Bengals, whoever else in the playoffs. Everyone's calling in the 550 after the game because we lose, because we can't run the ball at the end of the game. We can't run the clock out at the end of the game. And I think James Cook adds that. I think he was worth the money, and I think it was a good deal for him and for the Bills. So
thanks, Jake. I'm
very curious to see what the cap hits look like for the Bills, because if we get some void years in there and that deal, because it looks like, you know, it looks like $12 million a year and $30 million guaranteed. But, you know, when's the first time that the cap hit actually is even in the double digits? You know, like sometimes these deals look big and then it's, oh, they're not really taking a hit until like the third year of it, maybe the fourth year of it, even in some instances. So I don't feel like it's something that will cost them in that way for at least multiple years. I mean, this year, I mean, it'll be lowered, right? We don't know that officially yet.
Probably, yes.
5.2, I would imagine it's lower.
They need to trim some cap space, and whether that was through restructures or guys not making the roster or this,
right?
Like, this is a way to create some cap space. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast. We talk every Wednesday. And, Joe, this might be the first time we're ever going to get to do it with a bit of breaking news on a Wednesday morning. So welcome in. Your knee-jerk reaction to the James Cook extension, surprised, happy. What do you run through right away?
I'd say the word for me is relieved. It's been quite the journey with James Cook wanting the extension and shooting for the moon with $15 million and then just wondering for the last several months how it was going to play out. And then he gets to camp and practices and then he holds in and he just wanted a resolution here. And so I'm relieved that we are at a resolution and that it became a reasonable resolution. You know, I thought $12 million was kind of the number in my head that made sense for the APY on this deal, and that's exactly where it comes in. Seventh in terms of average annual salary, seventh in terms of percentage of cap at signing, and I thought that was the reasonable place to land. And so I think that's the word for me. It's reasonable, and I'm very relieved.
So, Cook, one, I think, immediate question, Joe, comes up, and that is, Will they up his snap share? Will he be more of a feature back? Right. The biggest mark against Cook was his snap counts aren't high enough. His snap percentage isn't high enough. And if he wants more, we wondered, would they give that to him? Now with this level of investment, I think that's an obvious kind of thing to track, whether or not he is used more or if they already had a sweet spot on how they were using him.
I tend to think it's more about the sweet spot that exists. I think James Cook, you know, with the way that he's built, 5'11", 190, 195 pounds, now, he's not built to play 70, 80, 85% of snaps. I think that they have him where he's optimized, 250 to 275 touches a year, and allow him to live in that range. And I think that maximizes him and makes sure that he's at his best late in the season. And so I can understand the idea that, you know, suddenly this means maybe more for James Cook, but I think he's at his best and the Bills offense is at its best when all of those guys are going, and certainly James Cook's the lead back, but I still think he's probably going to be about a 50% of the snaps player. I mean, Josh Allen literally a few days ago again called Ty Johnson the best third down back in the league, and I think that they want all those parts to work together, but James Cook's the lead guy, but I'm not expecting a big uptick in that snap volume.
That's the one area too, Joe, where I almost feel a little comfortable about this deal. I think that there's a long history of those second contracts not going well for teams when running backs start to age. But the way they use him, and I mean, I've pointed out before that his workload, even going back to college, like there's not a lot of mileage on James Cook that, you know, injuries could happen to anybody. But I wonder if he's one of these examples of a guy where it does age well because of how the Bills manage him and because, again, like he wasn't even the starter at college.
Yeah, I think that's what gives me a lot of hope as well. That's been kind of the cautionary tale of these running back contracts is they haven't really aged well. And that's where the concern has come from, you know, why you wouldn't pay a running back as well. They're not that hard to find. And the way these contracts age, there's not a lot of great stories to tell. But with James Cook, he turns 26 next month. And to your point, yeah, not even a big role in college. He entered the NFL with 297 touches in four seasons in college. He's had 630 so far in three NFL seasons. And so I think the low mileage on him combined with, you know, a 50% role is going to put the Bills in a good spot to get the most out of this deal. And I think that's what's going to be important. You've made a commitment here, and you need that asset to perform. And I think part of the Bills' challenges over the last few years has been that not happening, whether it's Trey White or Matt Milano or Von Miller or even Dawson Knox. You pay these players and you make a big commitment and you're expecting a certain level of impact and you don't get it. And so kind of looking at this deal and a lot of the others that the Bills gave out to young players, you kind of feel good about the chances of these aging well and the Bills getting these assets to perform like they're supposed to.
You know, as you're talking about that, Joe, what pops in my head is, and this is a question I've never thought of before, whether it's Shakir or some of the guys that haven't re-signed, Kincaid, Coleman, Rousseau, there's a lot of conversation about the next step they take, right? Can they take the next step as a player and as a contributor to the Bills? Does James Cook have another step, or do we just want him to be exactly what he was? Like, what is the next step? Especially if like the pass blocking.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thing is kind of off the table. What can he do that would take him to the next level?
Yeah, I love this question, Jeremy. And what I'll say about James Cook is I think over the last 3 years of his career, he's done nothing but take steps. Where he enters the NFL is like, oh, this is a receiving threat. Maybe even should play receiver to, oh, let's give him a chance to be a lead back. And that looks really good. But, hey, there's some ball security stuff. He had some drops, you know, certainly not really an asset in pass protection. And then you go to this past season and he cleans up the fumbles. He cleans up the drops for the most part. And I thought this past season was a big jump for his overall physicality and how he was able to, you know, consistently run behind his pads. And I thought you saw the best version of James Cook this past season. And so as a guy that's taken step after step after step, I'm not going to say that he's capped. But if James Cook was the player he was last year for the duration of this deal, I think we'll look back upon it quite favorably.
What about Cook as a receiver, Joe? Like, do you think there's more to be had there for him?
Absolutely. I think there's room for all of the Bills running backs to have an uptick in receiving ability. And I think that's such an important layer. I've been through the numbers. I mean, the Bills were by far the best team throwing the ball to running backs last year. They just didn't do it as much as they should. And when Josh Allen is able to involve these running backs in the passing game, it is just a very difficult layer for defenses because defenses can't account for everything. And Josh Allen, just because of who he is, puts so much stress on a defense because of what's at his disposal. And he can push the ball. He has access to the whole field throwing it. And of course, what he can do running the ball and extending plays. But when he layers that with, hey, just taking the profit to the running back, good things happen, and they're in really good spots to make one guy miss and create some yards. And they're actually all three good, like, middle of the field, down the field type weapons as well. So I think James Cook's receiving profile should be more than what it's been. And really, I'd apply that to all of the Bills running backs. I think that'd be a big part of where they can grow offensively.
Is there any part about this deal where you're wondering or thinking, like, we had a caller yesterday that said, well, you can't pay all four of the three interior linemen and James Cook. When you see the Cook signing, is it an amount of money at all where you're thinking, okay, well, now they're going to have to say goodbye to one or two of those linemen? Or maybe you were already thinking that.
Yeah, I've been thinking that. The new piece of information that has come, I feel like I've been talking about that all summer, is that you probably have a choice to make between McGovern, Torrence, Cook, and then you kind of lump in David Edwards kind of in that conversation, even though I think he'll be a lot less. I don't think the Bills will be able to bring them all back, but what is new is this new deal, right, with the NFL and ESPN. That's going to make the cap go up significantly, and so maybe that changes things a little bit. But I do think this, you know, if not, I do think the consequence here is probably that you don't re-sign Connor McGovern. I think that he plays out his deal and maybe goes somewhere else because you're probably going to want to give the big money to Osiris Torrence, who is a younger player that you drafted that has, you know, a big time ceiling that he's continuing to develop into. So I think that's probably your consequence, but that puts the onus back on some of these young players that are developing, whether that's Alec Anderson or Cedric Van Fran Granger, or, you know, that being potentially an early draft pick conversation when we're talking draft next April.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast joining us, reacting to the James Cook signing. He gets a 4-year, $48 million deal. We'll wait to get the, you know, the real numbers and all that, and hopefully that comes out shortly. Joe, before we, you know, get you off here, the preseason game happened. Like, any big thoughts on what we saw? The quarterback number two battle, that was pretty even between those two. But who do you come out of the preseason game thinking about on this roster, whether it's offense, defense, you know, your big headline, big kind of zoom out player for this first game?
Well, there's a lot you can get into. Probably Tyrell Shavers, though. I mean, two catches, 70 yards, both were really good examples of route running to be able to set up his route breaks and get loose and make some big plays. And, you know, I've been thinking so much about this wide receiver room, maybe not as much as you, Jeremy, but I think about it a lot. And I've been very curious to see where it might not be chalk, right, where we've kind of had this perceived top five. But, you know, if the Bills go six or someone's going to crash the party, you know, it feels like that momentum is Tyrell Shavers. And, you know, the one thing that they said, Sean McDermott said, you know, it's about kind of earning that trust on special teams as well. Well, that was like his whole thing in college. He's San Diego State's all-time leader in blocked punts, and that was really where he made his impact. And so I'm curious to see if he can really push for this roster. But, you know, I think that's a skill set and a player that I think can provide a lot of value and maybe even more value than a Curtis Samuel or even an Elijah Moore. So I'm excited to kind of see where that goes. The young defensive lineman, I thought Walker and Sanders did some really good things in their debut. And I thought Trubisky pretty much put himself comfortably ahead in this quarterback race where that's probably the best I've seen him run the Bills offense in a few years now. So I think there's a lot of encouraging things, but obviously some other things that we wish were a little bit better.
Yeah. Rapp and Bishop both being limited. McDermott spoke about the safety position. They got to get on the field. I feel like he's happy with how that is coming together, but of course it has to get on the field.
Yeah, you can feel that urgency from McDermott yesterday where he's saying, look, we're running out of time and we don't really know what Cole Bishop is going to be. And so, that's important, that the communication piece there and playing off of each other. And, you know, you're going to spin and disguise coverages and, you know, how they see it and play off of each other is really important. And we were spoiled for so long with Poyer and Hyde. And whether it's been one of those guys being hurt or them being gone the last year, you know, it's been a little bit since we felt that impact at safety. And I think in order for that to be where the Bills want it and where we want it, those guys got to get on the field together and start to gel. And hopefully that can happen soon because that's going to be a big part of this defense kind of turning the corner and getting back to where it's supposed to be.
Up next, a joint practice with the Bears and then the preseason game number two. So the Bills and Bears will chop it up for a joint practice and preseason game number two. Do you want to see Allen play on Sunday night at all? He says he will sit, he will play. I mean, I'm inclined, if he says he doesn't feel he needs it, then that's my answer. Like, no, Josh, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's, Josh, what do you want to do, man? That's what I would say. Sean McDermott, what do you think? You feel like you need some reps? You good? And whatever he said, I'd probably go with. But, I mean, I think there is something to be said for, like, the start of the seasons. Like, the Rams opener was phenomenal, but, you know, it took a little bit of time in that Arizona game. The Steelers game was a flop. The Jets game was a flop. So I think they need to think long and hard about how they optimize this entering week one because Baltimore Ravens are no small task to start the year.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Joe and I will be on that Bill Squad show on YouTube with Jerry Ostrowski. We'll be talking with this James Cook thing, I'm sure. You can find Joe at the Locked On Bills podcast. James Cook signs.
Very quick stat. We talked about the workload there and the mileage. James Cook in his career, college pro plus pro, 927 touches. Ashton Gentry, 830.
Wow.
He's entering the league, and they're within 100 of each other. So, all Cook still has more, but he has no mileage for a guy signing his second deal.
803-0550. Okay. Reading Adam Schefter here. More on this deal. I'm sorry, Elena Getzenberg, the latest on this. James could only envision himself as a Buffalo Bill. We're extremely thankful to the Bills organization. Glad we can make that happen. That's one of the agents, Zach Hiller, speaking on that. We will have Joe Brady today in the 9 o'clock hour. He's scheduled to speak. Mm-hmm. We'll see if there's got to be a Cook press conference, right? I mean, hey, franchise running back. You got a big deal. He's going to probably speak to the media as well. 803-0550. We are wide open. We could take your calls on this. What are your thoughts on it? Are you surprised? I feel like you're still kind of digesting that it happened.
I am still – I didn't believe them. I did not believe them. I thought that they were playing the game of let's get him to play on the final year. But that is not what happened.
No.
They paid a running back.
They did.
I can no longer say that I'll believe it when I see it. We've seen it. They have paid a running back.
And they
who plays less than half the snaps, which is right. Even more incredible.
And listen,
he's good. He's very good. He's very good.
The $12 million, the 11 to 12, that ends up being a place that people that were comfortable with signing him land. But I do think it's probably, I don't know, were you ever thinking they were going to pay 12?
No, I thought they'd be a little lower than that.
Did you ever?
I thought they'd be lower than 12.
Did you ever think it was a good idea to pay him 12?
No. No, I don't think it ever got to me that like that they should be doing that. It could work out to a place where I'm not going to hate it. Like especially if there's a couple void years in there and they're spreading it way out over 5-6 years. But no, it is definitely not my favorite idea. Because I was not afraid at all of replacing him next year. I thought they would do that.
See.
And probably be near as good with a player, maybe with a player that even plays more than he does.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Like I was afraid of replacing him next year, and that's only in the way that I want
you
them
to they would
stop using assets on the position.
Right.
My justification is very simply, I don't have to talk about a running back in the second round next year or the first round next year, premium assets. And had they, there's one more little element of this, and we'll get to calls on the other side. If they had let him walk, then I would never want a running back in the second round ever again, because now I'm capping my return at 4 years and out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So draft, develop, sign, and I got a second round pick to spend on, any position, anything. You fill in your own blank there in the draft next year.
Defense.
Yeah, defensive ends. wide open. Phone calls next here on WGR. Jeremy and Joe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.